I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with midwifery business consultation. I have my good friend Carolyn here again with me. We had been talking. She started her ultrasound online courses. She's now starting to be able to go hands-on with her ultrasound training. So we thought it'd be good to do another video. If you want to tell a little bit about yourself, Carolyn, anybody that hasn't seen your other videos yet.
I'm a midwife and a long-term sonographer, and in my retirement days I'm teaching ultrasound, so enjoying it, teaching it online and doing hands-on as well.
Well, I laugh in my head when you say long-term. I'm like a 40-year veteran. That's like, you're the highest caliber of veteran experience and being a midwife. So yes, I definitely feel like you're the best in the country if anybody wants to learn about ultrasounds, whether it's hands-on, in-person, or they want to do one of your online courses. So Carolyn, if you want to tell about your different services you offer and just the different classes that are available.
Well, it's kind of a building block, if you will. The lowest level course, if we're leveling things, is the student introductory class, so that I am teaching students about the basics of ultrasound, so they understand what's involved in ultrasound exams when one of their patients goes to have that done, so that they understand indications for having an ultrasound scan done and what to do with the information that they get back. So it's a 5-hour course if you were to sit and do it front to back. Fortunately, it's online and available to be done as a self-paced course that they can take their time, work their way through, send me questions if they have them, and I'll get back to them as quickly as possible. And again, it's an introduction. So, and in a little more depth than usually is covered in general classwork, unless they're fortunate enough to be getting ultrasound education as a part of their program.
Well, so, I think it's an amazing option. You used to do it as a, I'm assuming went to the classes before COVID, then you went to virtual, and I can't imagine having 80, 90 virtual students learning. So now we've created it as a student version where they have lifetime access. They can learn at their own pace. It's so amazing the value that you've created for the universities and access to your knowledge.
Well, thank you. And I'm very excited about this course because I was teaching 40, 50, sometimes 70 students at a time on Zoom. And it certainly loses a lot in that way. This way they can take their time, don't get 5 straight hours of lecture, which is more than most people can take in, and can take their time, go through it, ask questions, and go back and review it sometime in the future if they need to do that. So it's there and available. And ultrasound is a part of midwifery and obstetrical care, regardless of how and where you're doing that. So we like to look at applications in different birth settings, as well as different prenatal and postnatal care settings.
Yeah, I think it's a great introduction for anybody starting to practice, even if they say, well, I don't ever want to do an ultrasound. You're still going to read ultrasounds, the radiologist does. You're still going to have to understand what the interpretations are. So I think it's a very well-rounded course for someone in school. And then tell us about your more comprehensive courses for more of the experienced midwives, the ones that are in clinical practice at this time.
The comprehensive course that I have now is, in fact, for practicing midwives, and this is the course of background information. It's not hands-on scanning. It's telling you really what you need to know about hands-on scanning, as far as what do you expect to see, what how do you interpret the studies, what studies are done at what times, and it's all about limited point of care ultrasound. So we emphasize scope of practice so that you learn what's appropriate scope of practice, what the appropriate practice is in all three trimesters, as well as briefly in GYN for learning normal female anatomy and such. And then we round the course out with a lecture on ultrasound physics and bioeffects. Very, very important when you are scanning to be able to understand how to use your ultrasound machine, what are the physical effects of the ultrasound, and we always want to understand bioeffects and what is the potential for any harm to the fetus, so we can explain that to our clients as well. And then we have business aspects, and we're talking about professional liability, documentation, and billing of your ultrasound exam. So it's a full scope course. If you're interested in the midwife sonography exam with certification through the American Registry of Diagnostic Medical Sonographers, this meets all of the criteria for the written exam. And so you should be able to use this as your basic preparation for that exam. It's also online. It's an 8 to 10 hour course, depending on how long you spend with it. And it's self-paced. You can look at the lectures in the order you wish, save them, go back. You own them for a lifetime. So it's yours to be used at your own discretion.
Well, and I think the amazing part is, Carolyn, when we originally were doing this, we were thinking people would take the course for prepping for the ADRMS certification, but there's so many professional midwives out there. There's so many private practice licensed direct entry midwives currently doing ultrasounds or paying an ultrasound tech to come and then interpreting. So we definitely wanted to stress, like, this is an access for anybody that does ultrasounds. We were talking about family nurse practitioners, women's health nurse practitioners don't have a lot of those clinical application training. So definitely to prep for the certification is the certified nurse midwife, certified midwife. But if you're any other scope and education, you want to learn from the best of the best about clinical bedside ultrasound use, it's definitely your course. And then if you want to talk about your third option, which was definitely the original one, and how they now they're complementing each other too. So if you want to go that direction.
Well, my original course was a full day of lecture, which is now available online, and a day of hands-on scanning so that you really get an opportunity to be doing that. For that one, I travel to the practice site for a minimum of three midwives, and we spend the entire day doing hands-on scanning where you will have arranged for patient models, and ideally, by the end of the day, we will have done between 15 and 20 scans, or 15 to 20 patients, and done a mixture of observing and scanning, and lots of time then for questions and answers and talking about how we use this information, as well as how do we get this information. So it's a very comprehensive time. And now that the course is online, I'm available to stay for a second day if you want to add that as well, so that we would have two full days of hands-on scanning. It's something I've been asked to do a lot when I was just doing one day at a time. At the end of the day, they'd say, "Can't you please come tomorrow?" So now I can come tomorrow. And it gives me the flexibility to be able to do that.
Well, I think it's just amazing how there's so much hybrid capability. You can now have a larger mass of midwives because the healthcare system can purchase your online course as a group and say, okay, the next 6 weeks, get yours done. Carolyn's coming into town, versus they have to take off 2 days for their clinic and their rotation, and it's far more expensive. I mean, there's a win-win situation you've created to customize it and give them lifetime access versus you're here for 2 days. Hopefully you ask your question. This isn't a reviewable option later on. And now you can do the stuff that's hard to find, that hands-on training. They can pay for you to come out for that and then do the more, a little more affordable, because they didn't have to pay for you to travel, for the online aspect. So I'm so excited we met last summer, Carolyn, and what you've created with your knowledge. And I really truly believe the next few years we're gonna have so many more certified midwives. We're gonna have so much more implementation of ultrasound as regular scope, whether it's the hospital, birth center, home setting. I really am excited to see this ripple of knowledge you have to the country.
Thank you. Well, it's very exciting for me, and having the opportunity to get the courses out there, and now to be able to be doing more traveling and doing the hands-on, and we're working on being able to maximize that as well. So hopefully I'll have some colleagues working with me soon so we can be doing more hands-on.
Yep, I agree completely.
Because there's really not consistent hands-on ultrasound education readily available. So it's very hard to come by unless you're in a sonography program where that's what you do. So we're here to help.
Well, and yeah, you're definitely teasing on some projects we're working on. This isn't just the end game. This is just a springboard of how do we get more access to ultrasound training. So yes, we'll have very exciting things to come the next few months of more projects and more access to your wonderful knowledge. So thank you so much for your time today, Carolyn. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
And thank you for all your help.